Chapter 21. Wander amongst people, Flailin' McDrab did then. Steeples of women, men, jutting up from and through every angle, crisscrossed, passing each new path lost with footsteps of others.
Ah, yes.
Tonight's covers, F said, and tight his hands brought together and clapped once. Then again, and so tethered soon 10 claps a minute, then more. Soon, always happy, F gave 4 beats to what's left of the quiet, a rhythm. And soon enough, it seemed all there joined him. The seams of the very own globe racked with the sound, all ears, earlobes, cracking the mirrors of sound, and then rebound by joining in their hands. And then the sound stopped, band silent. Only Flay clapped, claps a few more, then ceased. Folk's laps also decreased, and he's alone when came late a lit globe building there to meet. Blame-filled thing, for when Flaylin instepped, the place was packed. There's not one pep, but talk of jots in the books of life, death. As Flay sat in the back, a mighty breath attacked, a cry from a shofar, from the horn of a ram, Flay jarred, his eyes kablam. This was a synagogue, those there Jewishnesses. Through pedagogues that bless, McDrab learned Yom Kippur this holiday was called, when your and my sinfalls are recounted, atoned. As the Torah ark closed in Rabbi's tone, proposed that now the good writer had written, and sealed sight or touch from the said books, this year's lives and deaths, Flay knew it understood that God sealeth for good never. Writing, sealing, has no finality. Feeling municipality none their own, except rail, these Jews knew that year to year always fails. To through get, one must constantly be. Like Torah chanting, nearly close to song sing, but not. For when melody should finish, hold a chord, short notes tell thee to hoard the present, for begins again where all should end. To win is to forfend, embrace anticlimax, keep suspense, attention through chance. Relax mentions its own demise. Faces there, though seeming tragic, places inside magic held. E'en in atonement, even in fasting clothes, something else bent their pose. In that sad, hid, couchy, passion capacity, slouchy vivacity. And as service conclude and all depart, their joy acted, preludes to, oi! Something stirred with a whisk. Outside, like a casket, with brisket and braskets, their resiliency shined. Like a lone June-July hummingbird sign espied amidst summer's hums, birds. Service finished, book shut, sans words from there flayjut, and night wandered around the city more. Coming to a house, found bumming many people in front, loud beats sound and talking sharp shunt the air. Walking inside, Flaylin found more pop culture than yogurt, purchased and stored in shirts, fragrances, music, beer, and beer. And yet, despite fun's leering, one's insight could detect this party was less than festival. All tried hardy to dull the dullness, put upon masks of cheer, happiness. But on the inside, guess Flaylin could that dancing those intoxicators, fearful, prancing gaiters were. For them, embarrassed, insecure for themselves, the pressed lookers on shelves viewed them, quickly trying to catch up, catch the downs. One denying sad clown spoke his compatriots, "The drinks and the heartaches, my tots, are on me." Shake all their glasses did then, so to better view things. One of the men so zinged, "Flaylin McDrab, it's him!" After first him seeing with sim contempt greeting. Finding something to flock to, they did, laugh shouting. Some made quick mocks bouting his wardrobe, unshaven look, but all had questions, craven in these sessions more for Q than for A, so Flay silent remained. One query stayed to stain the non-stop chattering with quiet anticipates, mattering this dissipates. "Where have you been the most happiest?" A pause, then, "Everywhere." Toast all them this with laughter. Though not knowing wherefore Flaylin begot this, he joined in. Drinks offered, F refused. Flaylin thought it so odd, at these times used for wads of joy, at these parties supposed to be happy most, flea happy, nappy did, times most for awkward, for not doing. Only way one could ward off the sadnesses was escape by drowning the senses, the rape of pretenses. Flay remembered seeing much more in small moments in the being world, tents of workday more filled than these nightly timed fates, when wills una rebate. Flay stood on top a chair, with ascologers, cuz. Everyone stared, the buzz of music talking ceased. Flay, from above, looked o'er the seas of eye souls, poured forth a something from him, and creasing folded panes gathered the brim on planes of his lower jaw. Felt he yet, but only hairs touched, melted blood sensed there only. Jaw-grabbing still, Flay made way to the street. His thought-soil tilled, the heat and pain were frown muscles, for the first time ever rustled in his life. Brrr cold not quite yet into the nippy autumn air. Briskness helped new repair the jaw pain. For a while it hurt for even Flay to smile, but as day got closer through the night, he could again. He walked by the twilight, untalked through sleeping neighborhoods past the city around. As hood of night lifted, found Flaylin walking through yards, happy still, duh, next piles of leaves, whose hard yield smiles. Indeed, this crunchiness is more in late seasons, Lord bless knows the reasons, than wet dry spring summer, whose dearth of snow or leaves makes sound dumber bereaved. As the dawn dawned, the wind blew the leaves Flay walked through, brought in reminders new of setting past. 'Twas like the waves gently flowing on ocean hikes, knowing their own tiny motions produce greater ones still. Oceans thus are refilled. And as Flaylin walked through, the sunlight reflected off the now new orange-bled leaves, it remind me him of a stage's spotlight, beginning, end this light and stage does never have, for 'tis everywhere. So better half so near this light than center stage of artificial glows, like age more assured grows after youth to what one always has ever known, warmness. The sun here showed, as the sound of a bus, Flaylin McDrab did hear with rustling of leaves, near to his 2 feet planted, a house up there blooming, something slanted looming in this September's early morning through the world, Flaylin's mind, be it a warning or a remind. Here the text must after next chapter.